make a beginning. The Gemara says himself in the Gimel the base towards the bottom. Amr Abayvo, Amr Abayechanan, Kol Yisroim Shibatari and Hetim, it's Tarif Yisroim, Chutz Mi Yisroim Nozir, Shiram Matari Mishros. So Rabbi Yechanan says two things. First of all, he says a chiddush that by Nozir, Hetim and Tarif Yisroim. And that we'll see later on, that's Tanoi. And then he says, but he also says a chiddush that it's not true in Kol Tarif Kulo. It's limited to Nozir. We don't learn out from Nozir. Siri Yom Rav Serv Baal Taktil. Siri says that it applies also to the issue of Kol Seor, Kol Seor v'Kol Vash, v'Kol Taktil Men Rishol Hashem, so this drasha of Kol Seor, that also had to mistar for Issa. Let's read the Gemara a little bit. Keman, Kevalezer, the Darash Kail. This drasha of Kail Sa'ar, the Darash and Kail Sa'ar in this way, to be married by Hetem Estaf Lisa, that's the Sheet of Rebbe Lazer. Who's Rebbe Lazer? Because Rebbe Lazer holds by Chometz, that's the Sugi before, that we didn't necessarily see how far back we've already, but the Sugi right before is about Rebbe Lazer says that Tarevis Chometz, you like it. If you ate Chometz on your day Tarevis, you like it. Because he darshins also kol machmetzes leisachel. So kol machmetzes he darshins that even though there was less than the kazayas chomus in the teretz, there was less than the kazayas of chomus, but you're lucky anyway. You might have said before that the drasha of kol saor, surprisingly, the drasha of kol saor of sorba val taktiro. You know, let's tackle it for the world before, even though I didn't give it to you as a maramoka, but we'll just take a look. So the Gemara says the Gemara right before this is busy. Rabbi Eliezer Dash is kol machmetzes leisachel. That's the din of Tarevis Chometz. There's a low cantar over his chametz. Look, my chametz is showing that a paskin, do we paskin like a blazer, do we paskin not like a blazer? But a kapon of a blazer holds your low cantar over his chametz. So the Gemara has a nito in a blazer dash in his code, does he also dash in kicho? Maybe he doesn't dash in kicho. So that's the, it's negate to whatever's negate with it. So the Gemara says, the chitema, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. The chitema says, the Gemara, kicho, Rebbe Lezer Leidorish, maybe Rebbe Lezer dash in his kol machmetzes. But he doesn't dash in kikol, which is negate to some other halacha over there that we don't, that doesn't have to concern us right now. V'hatanya, we learned in the Brice, se'or bal taktiru. Except the Torah says, kol se'or leis taktiru mimenu. So here the Torah says, se'or, don't be makdir. Ein li elu kuloi. Maybe that only applies if it was kuloi. Rashi says, ahol kazayis, miktsosi minayin. How do we know that you're chayiv even for being makdir less than a kazayis of se'or? I'm translating the Bais like Rashi translates it here from up. Tamaloimer Kail. And then Eluvim Minayim. How do you know if it's, maybe it's only if the Sar is bad, but if it's Betaroibis, maybe not. Tamaloimer Kichel. Now, Man Shamathi Dorish Kail, Rebbe Lezer. The whole drought, this Tsur of Drush of Kol, that's Rebbe Lezer. So this Bais must be going like Rebbe Lezer. And he also dashes Kichel. So you see that Rebbe Lezer dashes Kail, and he also dashes Kichel as a separate Drusha. So Mimela. So you see there are blessed dashes kichel. Again, it's negate to other things, not negate to us, but this is rice. It's also rice in this I did give in the Maramoch. It's also rice that's quoted in the Gemara in Menachos. So you see, but it says in this Gemara that's right adjacent to the Gemara that we're learning, that the brisa of Kol Sa'or, That's marbe miktsosoi from Kail is going like Rebbe Lezer because that's the fingerprints of Rebbe Lezer. He did absence Kail. So therefore, says Ziri that so if Ziri seems to paskin like this brisa, he cites this brisa. That's the halacha that by the issur of being mapped to sorry about taktiru. He quotes the Braisa Lahalacha, that there's a din of hetem and starfless, the chayiv and a mitzvah zayis because of hetem and starfless. So that means he goes like Rebbe Lezer, keman Rebbe Lezer, the dorish kol, frek the gemara, yehachili nichamas b'pesach nami. If you're ready, if you hold like Rebbe Lezer, if Ze'iri is passing it like Rebbe Lezer, so why does he say that the ketim establishes is only by nozi, like Rebbe Yochanan said, and he added sa'ur b'val taktiru? He should have added a third halacha where, if you're ready going like Rebbe Lezer, then there's a third area of halacha where we say ketim establishes, namely by ta'ivis chametz. He might say, in a chinani, ulapuki me'avari d'omer yeshak tor l'pachus mikizayis, amoshim kamash mo d'ahtor l'abapachus mikizayis. Coming like Bukhi Azilia Agaruch is being telling me, not like Abaye, who learns the price to me, not have to mistake for Israel, but this actor of Pachus Mikazayas. Okay, we already got a little bit further in than he got, than even. Let's just talk about what is Hetem Mistake for Israel. We're talking about Hetem Mistake for Israel. What exactly is Hetem Mistake for Israel? And also, what is the difference between Hetem Mistake for Israel and Tom Kicker? Because in the Hemshel of the Sugya, it's mavur that these are two different halachos. Hetem Mistach Lusser and Tan Kikar are two different things. And in particular, it's mavur in the Gemara. No, we want to know what's the difference between Hetem Mistach Lusser and Tan Kikar. In both cases, you're eating something. You're eating Isser that's not that's less than a kezayis, and you're getting malchus. What's exactly the difference? Number two is does one include the other? Meaning, are these separate things? And one has, there's three possibilities. One possibility is maybe Tom Kicker is more inclusive, and if you hold from Tom Kicker, then automatically you don't need to have them start listening, because you already have Tom Kicker. It's also possible the other way around. It's also possible that the like Venn diagram, but it's not going to overlap a little bit, but it would be kitzer. In the Hemshech of the Sugya, it's Mu'ul Lehedya. Let me put it this way. Let's say you hold from Nefach. Don't point to those who show you the hold that Tom Kicker has a Nefach in it. So that's very, very similar to Heter Mistach L'Isser. You're eating Isser with Heter together, and because of Tom Kicker, the Heter is Nefach for Yisrael, and you like kind of Kazaisi with Tarek. And here we have a din of Heter Mistach L'Isser. You ate Isser and Heter, Isser was less than the Kazaisi, you eat a Heter, and because of Heter Mistach L'Isser, you get Malchus. So at least at the point, those who show them, there's right, it sounds to be very, these halachas seem to be very similar. So are they really? Are they similar? Are they identical? They can't be identical. So the Gemara has two separate drashas. The Gemara says in the Hemshech on the base that the Gemara says that that Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk for Tam, that Rabbi Akiva who holds from Hetem Mistach L'Isser by Nozer, he said the drasha of Hetem Mistach L'Isser by Nozer in Mishras. He agrees that in Kol HaTorah Kula is a loch of Tam Kikah. He has other psukim for it. In other words, what the Gemara says in the base, Shita that Rabbi Akiva holds that in Kol HaTorah Kula is in the Tam Kikah. He learns that from elsewhere. He learns that from other places. He learns that in Kolot HaKul is in the Tam Kicker, and then by Yosir, this din of Hetem Mistach L'Isser. So why do I need a din of Hetem Mistach L'Isser by Yosir? Yosir is part of Kolot HaKul. If in Kolot HaKul is in it, this is a din of Tam Kicker, and a Tam Kicker means Nepach, that when you have a Tarevis of Isser and Heter, that the Heter is Nepach L'Isser also. So why does Rabbi Akiva need a special din by Nozer of Hetem Mistach L'Isser? Typically, then a Kol HaTorah Kula is din of Tam Kicker.
Rashi and Tosis, if you say Nefach,
Machlokes Rishonim, if you say Nefach, whenever, to say it's Machlokes Tanon. If he also time kicker means nepach. If it tastes like that, that's not nepach. Yeah, so Rashi Bemis says that Rashi Shita is which Rashi did you have in mind? Yeah. Right. Rashi, we pass him the ayin chayav and the beis. Rashi says that the din of hetem is tarif to iser is even if the iser is not mispashit in the whole hetem. Rashi, let's say you have a case where you were sure of pitu b'yayin. That's what Rashi over there is talking about. So Rashi said, if the yayin were mispashit in the whole pas, then I wouldn't need hetem and staff for iser. Then it would be tam keper, and a body would be like it. But the case of hetem and staff for iser is where the yayin wasn't mispashit in the whole piece of bread. So some of the bread had yayin in it, but the rest of the bread, but you took a big bite, of bread. Not all of the bread that you bit into had yayin in it. Some of it was just pas. But that's the din of heter mistar for iser, that as long as in the maisa achilo there was included heter and iser, so the heter, even though it doesn't have tam iser in it, the heter is mistarif to the shir. So that's the shitas Rashi. Nachazov points that the shitas Rashi, Nachazov has a big kuntus on this. I'm not assigning this, about 50 pages. Maybe less than 50 pages. So it's a long kuntus, it feels like 50 pages. But anyway, this is the Kudim Nachas. This is the Olam Poshkuri. That Rashi is Shitoso. Rashi, because this is a Chiddush to Rashi. That Rashi Shita is that Hetim is Tarif L'Isser, even if the Hetim was not Mu'urv in the Isser. As long as you ate them together, so there's a din of Hetim is Tarif, some you have to eat them with Asachas. Then there's a din that the Hetim is Tarif for the Shir, and that's the din of Hetim is Tarif L'Isser. So Nachas Dovah speaks out. Rashi has to learn the way. Because if Hetim is Tarif L'Isser, it would only be if the Isser was Mu'urv in the Hetim. Then that would already be the what's the finish that you like? Of course you like it. It's time kid. Shuto, that's what's driving the Rashi. The Rashi has to learn that hetem is tarif l'iser is even if they're side by side. The same thing by Sorab Baal Taktiru. Rashi says that it's talking about a case. Rashi in Menachah says that Sorab Baal Taktiru was that the Sor and the Soil and the Esau were side by side. You were makdil them together. Half a kazayis of sorin, half a kazayis of regular, not chametz. You were makdim side by side, but you were makdim together, and that's the end of hetem mitzarif lis. According to Rashi, that's the chiluk. That's why tam ki'ikir does not include hetem mitzarif lis. Tam ki'ikir is a lesser chiddush than hetem mitzarif, at least in this particular issue. Tam ki'ikir is a lesser chiddush than hetem mitzarif lis. Some of them are also different in Sar. Not only is this is that we have a technical nafkamina. Some of this technical nafkamina reflects a difference in the Esim Havon and what the halach is doing. The din of tam keker, according to Rashi, Soska Rosh Nechala, Nefach. Nefach means that when you have something that's heter, but it has a tam iser, so the fact that it has a tam iser makes the heter into iser. That's what nefach means. It's nefach li also. By the way, you keep saying Rashi holds from Nefach. Where does Rashi hold from Nefach? How do we know Rashi holds from Nefach? We know the Rosh and Chala holds from Nefach. The Rosh is from Ibn Tam, Rav Chaim Kun, the Rosh holds from Nefach. How do we know that Rashi holds from Nefach? So it's on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The second line, Chayiv. The Chazayis. You saw the Tam kick over there. Rashi is the whole lot of Mishum had to Mistarach L'Isru. El Mishum Disavalei Kula Yisru. So het tam ke'ikah means it's avid le kule isser, since it has a time of isser, so it's this avid, it becomes an isser. Aval hetim istarf lisser, yafim ne hetim istarf lisser is something else. Hetim istarf lisser, it's not that it's nepach. How could it be nepach? They're not even mixed. I have pasas and I have yayin and I'm eating them together, and they're not mixed together. I have sor and I have isser and I'm being makir them together, but they're not mixed up together. So how would the isser be nepach liyosor? It's not nepach liyosor. Just since I did a ma'is achila, since my ma'is achila had iser and it had heter together in a single ma'is achila, so it's mistarif to the shir of kezayis. And the lumdus of heter mistarif, so we need to know what that means. Why is it mistarif? According to Rashi, the side by side, why does it exactly work? It's not a nepach, right? I don't think certainly not matching that Rashi, and it's not mistarif. That heter mistarif for iser is just another kind of nepach. It's just like a bigger chiddush of nepach. Tam kicker is that it's nefach when it's mixed together, and hetem mistarf lisser is that it's nefach even if it's side by side. The Vada is not mistarf that way, and the Rashi that we just read is kamat mufurish not that way. The tam kicker is that it's his avid kuli isser, and that's not what hetem mistarf lisser is. Hetem mistarf lisser is not his avidly kuli isser, it's not a nefach. It's a different halach. Yeah, so what exactly is the nature of this halach of hetem mistarf lisser if it's not his avidly kuli isser, and if the heter is not mishapach to be, if it's not mishapach, so why am I takachay? If I was only nice, I was only makta half a kazayas of sor. I only ate half a kazayas of yayin. So why am I heter is heter. Why is the heter? Why should the heter be misahed to this? Yeah, so that needs a hasbara. One possibility, which is certainly in the right, is that it's that maybe the shir lechatchila was only said in the ma'is achila. Maybe the shir kezayis is the shir in the ma'is achila. I need a so the din of heter mistarif l'iser is that the heter, since I ate it together with the iser, so it fills out the ma'is achila. Now it's called the ma'is achila. So in the Torah, maybe the shir kezayis is a shir in the ma'is achtar. So I had a ma'is achtar of kezayis. I only half of it was iser, but since the heter was at the same time as the iser, so the heter and the iser are mistarif for the shir in the ma'is achtar. Now I have a ma'is achtar. Once I have a ma'is achtar, so it's called the ma'is achtar of sar. Once I have a ma'is achila, it's called the ma'is achila of yayin. Maybe that's certainly one possibility. It leaps to mind. It presupposes a certain thing. It presupposes that the shir kezayis is a shir primarily in the ma'is achila, not a shir in the chetz of the yayin. That the shir kezayis is a shir in the ma'is achtar, not a shir in the chetz of the sar. If we'll say that the shir kezayis is a shir, it's a shir in the chefts of the iser, then we'll have to say that somehow there's a tzirif even in the shir of the chefts, even though it's not mishapach. A little bit more of a stretch, but maybe we could also be subtle. Maybe even if we'll say that the shir of kezayis, even if we'll say the shir kezayis, uchal machalas of suris to nazir, even if in haktar, even if we say the shir kezayis, not just a shir in the ma'is achila. This is not highfalutin lumps. Is it a shir in the ma'is achila, the din of kezayis, or is it a shir in the chetz of the? If you have a kezayis of chazir, the problem is it's not a ma'is achila, but the problem is that it's not good. Lacks in the chetz of the davar os. If we'll say it lacks in the chetz of the davar os, then how does that then start for the sewer? And we'll have to say. The heter mistarif l'iser is that the heter can be mistarif even to the shear of the chefs, even though it's not mishapach. That's a little bit harder to understand. If it's not mishapach, how is it mistarif to the chefs? Yeah, I don't know. Open questions. I don't know if we're going to get too bogged down in these questions, but this certainly people talk about, think about these things. What exactly is the nature of heter mistarif l'iser, and it's connected to what exactly is the nature of the shir kezayis. If the shir kezayis is shir in the ma'is achila, then it's easier to understand heter mistarif l'iser. If the shir kezayis is shir in the chefza, it's a little harder to understand heter mistarif l'iser, since heter mistarif l'iser is not in this point of Rashi, at least heter mistarif l'iser is not in this half. Anyway, kach, but at least according to Rashi, we understand in the halacha l'maisa, practically speaking, why heter mistarif l'iser is not included in Tam Kikr. Because Tam Kikr is Nisapach, and it's only when they're mixed up together. And hetem and safle iser is where they're not mixed up together, and it's taka not misafle, and it's a more radical din of hetem and safle iser, which we say in less places. Tam kicker we say everywhere. Kol tar kulu say tam kicker. Hetem and safle iser, that's what Yerkan is telling. We only say it by nazir. He has a couple of examples, but in kol tar kulu we don't say hetem and safle iser, because hetem and safle iser is more radical. It's a bigger chiddush than tam kicker. What about the other way around, though? What if I only knew Hetem Misafel Issa and I didn't know Tam Kirke? Would there be... I knew Hetem Misafel Issa, but I didn't know Tam Kirke. So what would the halacha look like? Would anything change? I mean, some things would obviously change. Hetem Misafel Issa is limited to Het, to Nozir, and maybe Sogav Apektiru, Tarivus Chometz. It's only limited to a few cases. Kol HaTorah Kulu, we don't have Hetem Misafel Issa. So if there's no Din of Tam Kicker, the rest of Kol HaTorah Kulu is going to change a lot. But what about in Nozir itself? Lagabe Nozir itself, if there was only a Din of Hetem Misafel Issa and there was no Din of Tam Kicker, would anything change Lagabe Nozir? Or is every case of Tam Kicker automatically subsumed in Hetem Misafel Issa? This, I don't think, primary fasting, I don't think this is some fruition in the sugya. In other words, it's mukhuk in the sugya that hetem misafel iser must give me more than tam kikr. Because Rabbi Kiva holds from tam kikr and kolot kulub, why do you think the chiddush by nozer of hetem misafel iser? Must be the hetem misafel iser has some kind of element of chiddush that tam kikr doesn't have. But what about the other way around? Is there some element of chiddush in tam kikr that's not already included in hetem misafel iser? Maybe there isn't. Maybe hetem misafel iser is such a big chiddush that where you have hetem misafel iser, you don't need tam kicker. The mussel by nozir, where you have hetem misafel iser, maybe you don't need tam kicker because everything's already included in hetem misafel iser. Well, maybe not. Maybe even if I knew hetem misafel iser, I still wouldn't know tam kicker because two possibilities. In other words, maybe it's possible to hold from Hetem Misafel Issa and not hold from Tam Kicker. Yeah, I can think of a case. Maybe if I only knew Hetem Misafel Issa and I didn't know Tam Kicker, maybe I would require that the Issa at least be Be'et, at least be Mamosha. But if you don't have Mamosha, the Issa is not Be'et, it's only a Tam, maybe that wouldn't be Chayim. Yeah, sure. Why I would know that from Hetem Misafel Issa. Hetem Misafel Issa tells me a chiddush has its own chiddush, that if you have Issa with Het, they're side by side, Het is Misafel Issa. But at least you have Issa and Het side by side, you have mamoshes of Issa. But what if I don't have mamoshes of Issa? What if I have some food that absorbed Tam Yayin? So maybe if I didn't have the din of Tam Kicker, maybe I would say then you potter. Because I don't know Tom Kicker. I had the Misafel Issa. Had the Misafel Issa doesn't tell me that. Could very well be. And it's not before Shana Sugit, this is true. But it's possible to add some. Furthermore,
Maybe actually spelled that out before. You don't ask the time kicker. He said, "What happens if you're shorter another than mine, and you take the another out of the measure?" So according to Rabbi Kiva, will be the din with the din there when time kicker applied because there's no idea of a stipend. So ahead.
So where are you?
On Mendalam days, you were not still time kicker. Like towards the middle.
Oh, very good. Good. Very good. That's the Beferish. That even by Nozir, there's a case that I need the Chiddush of Tam Kicker. Hecha de leka midi ikker. You don't have an ikker. El atam. He going sharn of him b'mayim. So Rabbi Kiva needs another dosha. So Beferish and Rashi, that according to Rabbi Kiva, that I already know Hetem Misafel Issa by Nozir. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Kiva, that you have a pasuk of Hetem Misafel Issa. How does he know Tam Kicker? So I could have said hads in the Tam Kikr for other Isurim. Maybe by Nosir, it's irrelevant. It's moot. You already have had the Mistar Prisur. But Rashi says the Feir said that Rabbi Kiva needs the din of Tam Kikr even by Nosir. Because by Shora, Pita, by Shora, Novim, B'mayim, since Master Rashi, Shora, Pita, B'yayim, then you have Mamoshes, B'yayim. That's not Tam Kikr. But Shora, Novim, B'mayim, if you Shora, Novim, B'mayim, so the Mamoshes of the Anovim didn't go into the Mayim, just Tam went into the Mayim. Just get for the natural flavor. So that's already goes into Tam Kikr and not into Hef and the Star of the list. So if you put all the Rashi's together, the Tam Kikr and Hetem Mistar for Issa are two separate chidushim. Yesh bezeh ma she'en bezeh. There are cases that are Hetem Mistar for Issa, but there are cases that are covered by Hetem Mistar for Issa, but they're not covered by Tam Kikr. And there are cases that and vice versa. If the Issa are side by side, it's covered by Hetem Mistar for Issa. It's not Tam Kikr. These are two things that are side by side, but it's Hetem Mistar for Issa. In those areas of halacha where I say hetem mistar l'issur, you'll be chayav. Those areas of halacha where you don't say hetem mistar l'issur, you won't be chayav. So hetem mistar l'issur has cases, includes cases that are not included in Tam Kikr. But it's Mavu and Rashi the other way around also. You have cases that are not hetem mistar l'issur. You have cases that hetem mistar l'issur wouldn't tell me, that I need Tam Kikr to tell me. Shora anovim beyayin. There, you have Tam Kikr. Hetem and Starf Lisser wouldn't be enough. If I only knew Hetem and Starf Lisser, I wouldn't know the Yechayel of it. Because I would think you need my Moshe. Yeah, Tam's not enough. I need the Chiddush of Tam Kikr. The Tam is enough to be Machayel. Can you send that?
Just to clarify, Hetem and Starf Lisser is only possible pieces of Tam and Moshe.
Now that I know Tam Kikr, then it could be that I could have cases of Hetem Mistar that are not Mamosh. And those cases maybe will have to come on to both halachas.
Those are putting the two together.
What? Right, if I put the two together. It could be that now that I know both halachas, I can put the two together.
By itself.
And now I could say that if you have Tam, so the Tam is the Tam Kikr, and now the Hetem Mistar is in Safa Fli is also. And then on top of that, you could say Hetem Mistar Fli is. You could put the two. I mean, as far as I know, you could put the two together. I mean, yes, well, maybe you can. Most of what would be a case where you had, let's say, Shara Novim B'Mayim. So now you have this Mayim that's has a Tam of Yayin, but only ever half of his eyes. And then together with that Mayim, he ate some plain water. Presumably, Shiv Shiv Bayim is Kizayit. That's a separate Machikus. What's the Shiv? He is Kizayit, but. That's not important to us. Whatever, we can make salads, the case with salads, it doesn't have to be mine. We could have Shara Novim. But anyway, let's say a case like this. You have Shara Novim and Mayim, but it's not a full shear. Then together with that Mayim, that's a Tam Kikadik Mayim, he had some plain water, and he drank it all together. So do I say Tam Kikr plus Hetem Mistar for Issa? Maybe that far you can't go. Kasha, she could. Why not? There's also another case, maybe. There's the Gemara in the Sugya Nozir. The Sugya Nozir overlaps the it's the same Sugya as we have here in Pesachim. But if you take a close look, you'll see in places it talks about it. There are certain, they're not exactly identical. You lay one over the other, you see there are a couple of lines that are in the Sugya Nozir that don't appear in the Sugya Pesachim, and vice versa. A little bit vice versa. So one of the in the Sugya Nozir, there's a line in the middle of the midst of the Shaka Retire. We'll get to it. But in the midst of the Shaka Retire, there's a line in the Sugya Nozir where the Gemara says that as tetem etzarif leisser. Where has Pesach Adormus Havamina that maybe Hetem and Starf Lisser is only when you have Roy Bisser? So the Issa is not bottled with Roy. But if you have Roy Peter, maybe the Issa is bottled with Roy, but then there's no Hetem and Starf Lisser. That actually opens up a question that's altogether also a very important question in the unraveling of the Shach Tayyar in the Gemara. Is Hetim is Tarifle, is there something that's Meneya Bittel? Tam Kikr is Meneya Bittel, by definition it's Meneya Bittel. I mean, we're still talking about the world of Nefesh, but everybody agrees Tam Kikr, one of the things that Tam Kikr does is that it's Meneya Bittel Beroy. Without Tam Kikr, besides everything else, the Tam would be Bittel Beroy. When you have Tam Kikr, there's no Bittel Beroy. You hold from Nefesh, so it's punishing because the Het is Nesabach Lius also. And if you don't hold from Nefesh, so then it's Tam Alokha, the Tam, that the Tam is not Bottle. But I'll upon him, when you have Tam Kikr, the Tam is not Bottle. The Tam is not Bottle Beroy. That's the din, Tam Kikr, it's not Bottle Beroy. What about Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser? Is Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser Meneya Bittul Beroy? In other words, I could say, that's really that's the Gemara Nazir. Gemara Nazir is suggesting that maybe Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser just says, it says Taka, very big Chiddush, that when you have Heter and Isser next to each other, and neither one is a shear, the Isser by itself doesn't have a shear, the Heter is Mitztarif L'Isser, it's Mashlim L'Isser. But who says that it's Meneya? Where does it say in Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser that it prevents Bittul Beroy? In the case where you have Rav Heter and a Miut of Isser, well, if they're side by side, it probably won't be bottled. But if they're mixed up together, maybe it's Taka bottled Rav, and maybe Heter and Sarif Isser doesn't help for that. Maybe that you have to come out to Tam Kikr. That's a shy. That's going to be a nibin in the sugya. Not a pasha tzav. Is Heter and Sarif, does Heter and Sarif Isser have the power to prevent Bittul Beroy? From that line in the Gemara Nazir, it sounds like it doesn't. Gemara. Says over there, Abai says in the Gemara over there in Nazir. Again, in Pesachim over here we don't have it. But in Akaponim in the Gemara Nazir it says in this line that Hetim and Starfle Isser. If I only knew Hetim and Starfle Isser, I didn't know anything else. So it's a Hetim and Starfle Isser. When you have, if they're mixed up together, it's which Rav Heter. So this is not bottled. It's Rav Isser. So this is not bottled Rav. But Rav Heter, this is bottled Rav. Hetim and Starfle Isser has no power to prevent bottled Rav. However, that leads to a problem because Rebbe Lezer says Tarevus Chomus is like that. And it's in the Sugya, just read the Gemara that we just read, that Rebbe Lezer, the reason why Rebbe Lezer holds Tarevus Chomus is like is because he holds Hetim and Starif L'Isser. The Drosh of Kerl is to tell me Hetim and Starif L'Isser by Chomus. That's the lumdus of Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says, the lumdus of Rebbe Lezer, why? The lumdus of Rebbe Lezer, why Tarevus Chomus is like that? What does it say in the drasha of Kol Machmetzis? So it says in the Gemara that we just read that what it says in the drasha of Kol Machmetzis is the din of Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser. So how is Lishayel? But why isn't it bottled right? Either the drasha of Kol Machmetzis that Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser, maybe the drasha of Kol Machmetzis. It's only you talking about where you have Roy Chometz and the Mi'at of Adach Hazarai, and the Torah, the Pasuk of Kol Machmetzis tells me you like Anak Hazayis because Hetim is Starif L'Isser. Where does it say in the Pasuk that when you have Roy Heter and Mi'at Chometz that it's not Batul Beroy? Maybe you'll answer. Yeah.
Isn't the case about when you dip the bread into wine, of course, there's more bread than wine? Because you get 100% of the wine in the bread. Just like from the case.
I know. Not both. Anyway, now that we have a dinner time kicker, so then it's not bottled bread because of time kicker. So without time kicker, we're timing my mosha. One or the other. So the mice is not bottled bread, but it's not Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser that did the work. Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser did the work that I'm like on a kezayis, even though some of the bread didn't have any wine in it. So I'm like on a kezayis anyway because Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser. But Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser is not what prevented Bittul. Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser, that's the Gemara Nozer, that Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser by itself would not prevent Bittul. It could be the Yayin is not Bottle Beroy anyway for other reasons, because Tam Kikr, because Tam Yim Amoshoi. All the Gemara Nozer is saying is that Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser by itself won't do it. Hetim Mitztarif L'Isser is not a thing that prevents Bittul. L'chayr, that's what it says in that line in the Gemara. It's in what's the pshat by Kol Machmetzis L'Isser. What prevents Bittul Beroy? Right? Maybe Tam Kekir prevents little bread. Maybe in Islam, maybe what prevents little bread is Tam Kekir. But then why do I need a din of Hetman? But then you can ask different questions. So if I have Tam Kekir, so it's Nefach, so why do I need a din of little bread? Why do I need the din of Hetman to start with? It's always going to be, it's a case of Tam Kekir. Maybe it's not always a case of time. Maybe the Tarevis is not nice in time, maybe the Chum is not nice in time in the whole Tarevis. It's not Bottle the Rive because time kick. Yeah, it's hard to say such in the Kimpton. Anyway, right now we're getting ahead. I'm just flagging these things. That there's a lot here that we have to think about when we're going through the Sugya. A lot of things that have to be on. But one of the issues in the Sugya is, that's all really what I want to point out, that one of the issues in the Sugya is that on the one hand, from the Gemara, Nosius in the blue. Come out to Farish. If you go with that line of the Gemara, Nosir, we have it in the Nagama. It's in the first Nakamara that Hetem Safalister is not Minei Bittim. It does other things, it does very interesting things, but it's not Minei Bittim. On the other hand, Bipshutta, Rebbe Lezer, Udashim, is that Tarevus Chomets is like Olof because of Hetem Safalister. That's what it says in this Gemara. So that sounds like that Hetem Safalister is being Minei Bittim, otherwise, why isn't it Bottle Barot? What about, so far, let's go back to our question of what's the difference between, the basic question, what's the difference in the definition between Tam Kekir and Hetem Estaklis? Just like that, I know. The basic thing, what's the difference? So we said the Fi Rashi, we understand very well, Yesh B'Zem Hashem. B'Zem Rashi really spells it out a lot, because we saw that Tam Kekir and Hetem Estaklis are two separate Chidushim. Yesh B'Zem Hashem B'Zem. Tam Kekir tells me that even if there's no Issa Ben, it's only Tam. You say that it's nisapach, and the hetter becomes iser. I wouldn't know that from hetter misapach iser. But on the other end, hetter misapach iser has a chiddush that Tam Kekir doesn't tell me. Hetter misapach iser says that even if I have hetter that's not doesn't have Tam iser in it at all, it's pure bread. But I ate it bevasachas with the iser, so it's mistarif for the shir kazayis. That's according to Rashi. What about according to those rishonim who don't hold from nefach? Tosfos in Nozir does not hold from Nefach. From Sochem, I think, also doesn't hold from Nefach. We know the Ramban doesn't hold from Nefach. So according to those who say don't hold Nefach, not holding from Nefach means that even when you have Tam Kekir, you're not like unless you have a Kazayis of Issa. Kazayis of Tam. That's a Kazayis of Maybe we should nail that down first before we even go any further. According to the Rishonim, we don't hold from Nepach. So even when you have Tam Kekir, the Heter is not Nepach Liyezos. You have to eat a Kizayis of Issa. So what exactly does that mean? How much Issa do you have to eat by Tam Kekir? In order to be like by a case of Tam Kekir, how much Issa do you have to eat? So the Lashon of Tais. So. The Rambam Lamashal, in the beginning of Tezvah Machalas Asur, says you have to eat a Kazayis of Issa, Kazayis prepared for the Spas. It's not even enough to eat a Tam of a Kazayis. You have to eat a Kazayis Mamash. The Kazayis might be Nimoyach, but you have to eat a Kazayis of Issa Mamash. To hedge that around a little bit, because we don't know for sure that the Rambam passes Tam Kekir. Not only showing the passing Tam Kekir. So when the Rambam says you have to eat a Kazayis, that might be how he understands the din of Tam Kekir. He may not hold from Tam Kekir, so there's a lot of variables. Taisus in Nozir, here's the Taisus in the Nozir, in our subject. Taisus in Nozir, Lamed Vavam Beis. The question of Taisus is deeper mask of the Chazayas. That the case is that when you like in Tam Kikr, that in the case of the cases you were Mavlia Kizayis Yayin Bishne Zaysim Pas. That's Tam Kikr. You were Mavlia Zayis of Yayin and Shne Zaysim of Pas. And you like it because of, and then you like it with Tam Kikr. Because you ate a Kizayis Yayin. It's not bottled the right because Tam Kikr. It sounds though like you have to mamish drink a Kizayis, you have to eat a Kizayis of Yayin. The same thing places on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the Dibur Mas Al Tam. So place there is talking about, if I only had one pasuk, this Mashma Gemara, I would use it for Tam Kikir and not for Hetzim Staphilis. There's places which make a place, and maybe it's the other way around. So place says, if I only have one pasuk to deal with, so then I would use that pasuk for Tam Kikir faster than Hetlam and Starfaser, because Tam Kikir is less of a chiddush. It's more mistaber. The Tfei having mistaber, the Ukmi Mishros, the Tam Kikir, came in Sheyesh by Isser Atzmai Kizayis, Ela Sheyenid Be'en Ela Taimer. Since I have the Isser by Tam Kikir, I have in the Isser itself a Kizayis. Only it's not Be'en Ela Taimer. All I have is the Tam. So it's not Be'en. It sounds like Tosfos means not be'en. It means I have a kezayis. I literally have a kezayis, but the kezayis is not be'en because it's nimayef. It's melted into the food, so it's not be'en. The tam is be'en. I margish it. The kezayis is not the is not be'en, but it's there. It sounds like the pastus and the shinus of Tosfos is that Tosfos also you have to mamish eat a kezayis of yai. Tam kicker says that it's not bottled right. Maybe tam kicker says that even if. Maybe, and Tam Kikir might even say that if Tam Kikir might even say that if I don't have a kezayis, it's still also al schatz yishir. But to be like, I need to have a kezayis. On the other hand, the Ramban in Chul and Tzadaches, or the Rambanis, keep coming up. The Ramban says the Feirush that Tam Kikir says that you're like on a kezayis at Isser, but doesn't have to be literally a kezayis at Isser. Even if it was just Tam, just plate this Tam. But if there was such a strong taste that it's that the strength of the taste is as strong as if it was a kezayis that was nimayach, so then you like on the tam. Those lechayra, even these are both rishonim tesis and the Ramban, they both of them are rishonim tesis nazir anyway, who do not hold from that. Because according to Rashi, the whole thing is moot. What do you mean? How much yisur do you have to have? You don't have to have a kezayis of yisur at all. According to Rashi, that's the din of nefach. Then all you have to eat is a kezayis of the tarevis. And the heter, since it tastes like isser, the heter is nefach, li is also. So according to Rashi, the Rosh, the Rishayim hold to nefach, so there's no discussion how much isser you have to eat to be like it. The answer is zero. As long as a heter that has a ton of isser, so you like it on the tarevis. But within these Rishayim, Tosfos, Nozir, the Rabban, who don't hold from nefach. The other, for Tam, to be like it, as Tam Kikir, you have to eat a kezayis of isser, they seem to subdivide. And how do you define a kezayis of isser? Taisus and Mashma, kezayis of isser means that you had a kezayis of yayin. It's just that it was mu'urv with shnei zeisim of pas. And it's melted into the shnei zeisim of pas, so it's not the end. But there was a kezayis of yayin. The Ramban says you don't even need that. You just need a tam chazok that it tastes like a kezayis. It's the tam, you have it has, when you taste the yayin in this pas, there's so much taste that it's as if there was literally a kezayis of yayin in the past. But you don't actually have to have a kezayis of yayin in the past, even if there was no mamoshes of yayin in the past, or no kamuk, it was just plate this tam. But if it's a strong plate this tam, that has the status of a kezayis. That Mr. Choy is a very strong writing to the Ramban. I don't know what Tosfos does with this. The Gemara, when the Gemara brings it in a tam kicker. But when we're on top of Medallion of Bays, Leet and Tom Kicker, the first line, Shem Shora Anobim Bimayim, the Yeshman Tom Yayin Chayim. Chayim means Malchus. So we're talking about Achim Malchus. And what's the case? Tom Kicker, you were Shora Anobim Bimayim. If you're Shora Anobim Bimayim, Lechora, how could you have a Kazayas of Yayin? Bishnur, according to Rashi, no problem, nefach. That's a din of nefach. You have a kezayis of mayim. That's what you need. You only need a kezayis of water. It tastes like, and it has the tam of anovim, so it's nefach. So that's why you're chayim. Bishnur, according to the Ramban, that you do have to have a kazayis of yayin. It doesn't mean literally kazayis of yayin. It means a kazayis of taste of yayin. A kazayis that the water tastes so strong as if you mixed in a kazayis of yayin literally. But really, all you did was you soaked grapes in the water, and the water picked up the ta'am of the grapes, but it picked up a strong ta'am that it tastes as if there's a kazayis of yayin in there. The Ramban says that's also called the kazayis of ta'am. Fine, so it's also good. That's what it says in the Braisa, the Yechai. But according to the simple mashmoyis of Tosfos in Nozi, that kazayis b'kei achilas pas, you only like it if there was literally a kazayis of yayin. So when you take a novel and you soak them in water, you never have a kazayis of anything. You just have ta'am. How do you quantify that? How do you have a kazayis of... Where is there a kazayis? How is a shayach a kazayis? So I'm not sure what's the problem. Any of that. He doesn't know. For after, let's, meanwhile, we'll just group Tosfos and Nozir with the Ramban together. These are anti-Nebach Rishonim. I showed you the Choran, they seem to subdivide how much time they have to exactly eat. But they're certainly Rishonim who don't hold from Nebach. If you don't hold from Nebach, put it this way. So we see that Tosfos doesn't hold from Nebach. Tosfos also holds Shitas HaTosfos in Beferish, the bottom Tosfos here by Ziri, by Sogol Afektil. Tosfos holds Beferish that Hetim Estarif LeIsser is only, it doesn't apply to Isser if the Hetim Isser side by side. They have to be Mu'ruf. So the Nachos Dovid makes a Cheshvin. He says that Tosfos Shitasa. It's the flip side of the chesnum we made before Rashi. According to Tosfos, the hetem mistarif l'isser is only if the hetem the isser are ma'uruv. So why don't we need a special limit of hetem mistarif l'isser typically that it's tam kicker? The answer is poshut. No. It's haka tam kicker, but for tam kicker you have to eat a kazayis of yayin. The chiddush of hetem mistarif l'isser is that you don't have to eat a kazayis of yayin. It's enough to eat a kazayis of yayin. That's gufa. According to Rashi, that holds from Nepach. So you can't say if hetem istarif is Rashi and Tosfos Shitosim. Because there has to be a difference between hetem istarif lister and tam kicker. That's built into the sugya. Hetem istarif lister has to tell me things that I didn't know from tam kicker. Because tam kicker is in tokola terikula, and hetem istarif lister is a special in my nose. Why do I need a special in my nose of hetem istarif lister? Typically because of tam kicker. So according to Rashi, that's a very strong question, because tam kicker means you don't have to eat it because I said lister. The hetter is nepach li yisoser. So what's so special about Hetem Mitzvah Flisser? I already know it from Tom Kicker. So Rashi has to say that for Hetem Mitzvah Flisser, even if they're side by side, that I wouldn't know from Tom Kicker. Tosfos holds that that's not true. Hetem Mitzvah Flisser doesn't work if they're side by side. It has to be Ma'uriv. No, so if it's Ma'uriv, then you can talk and ask, so every time when the Hetem and Isser are Ma'uriv, isn't it always Tom Kicker? The answer is yeah, Nechanami. So then what's the Nafkamina for Hetem Mitzvah Flisser if it's already included in Tom Kicker? Tosfos is a big nafkamina. Tam kicker tells me it's not bottled, but it doesn't tell me I'm like, I need to eat a kazayis of the isser. Even if tam kicker, I need to eat a kazayis of the isser. Either literally a kazayis of the isser, according to Tosfos and Nozir, or the Ramban says, not literally a kazayis of isser, but a tam of a kazayis, a very strong tam, that it tastes as if it was a kazayis of isser. And hetem istarif l'isser said, no, I don't need it. For hetem istarif l'isser, as long as the isser and the hetam or could be that it's a weak. Could be the taste of the heter is not. Doesn't taste. The isser doesn't taste like the kazayis. Doesn't matter. As long as it's the heter and the isser are ma'uruv, so I say heter mixtarf for isser, and I'm like on the kazayis that's made up of partly heter and partly isser. Let's read Rashi inside. Oh, we ran into the Gemara. We didn't read Rashi inside. Let's read Rashi inside. Ein hetem istarif l'isser. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Yisurim Shebetorin Hetem Mistachlis Chutz Mitzurin Ozer Sheram Torah Mishras. Not Rashi. Ain Hetem Mistachlis Ochel Chatzi Zayis Chaylev Chatzi Zayis Bosod Vas Achas. So it's Chatzi Zayis of Hetem, Chatzi Zayis of Yisurin. You ate them Vas Achas. Rashi telling me the Geder Hetem Mistachlis Yisur is Vas Achas. They don't have to be Me'uruf, but it was Vas Achas. That's the setup of Hetem Mistachlis Yisur. So in Kol Torah Kulo, if you ate a kazai chatzizayis of chaylev with the chatzizayis of basar heter, nothing happens. Ain heter mashlim l'shir ha'iser l'chaylev. The heter is not mashlim l'shir. Here he's also with Rashi. The heter mitzvah l'iser means the heter is mashlim l'shir. Chutz misuri nozir. Nozir is an exception. By nozir I say heter mitzvah l'iser. Shem ochel chatzi zayis anovim, the chatzi zayis lechem bevasachas. The chatzi zayis of anovim and the chatzi zayis of lechem. Chatzi zayis of anovim and the chatzi zayis of lechem, are they mixed up? No, anovim and bread, how could they be mixed up? There's two solids. So Rashi again instantiating a case where they're side by side, but you ate them bevasachas. So there's a tzir from inside the ma'is achilo, and here already we say shchayev. Why? Where do we know it from? Shai Omer Torah Mishras. Mishras Anovim Le'ishter. The Torah said exists the cost of a Mishras. What was Mishras telling? Mishras was soaked up. Chayiv al Shriyas Pitei B'yayin. The cost of a Mishras is to tell me that he's Chayiv and Shriyas Pitei B'yayin. Later, the Gemara, when it talks about Mishras, has two cases. When it talks about Tam Kikr, the case is Shura and Novim B'mayim. So the Tam of the Novim went into the water. So we're talking about Hetem Mistaf Yisr, Mishras is not Shura and Novim B'mayim, it's Shura Pitoi B'yayim. Because it's not just Tam, the Yayin, you have Mamish, the Yayin itself. The Yayin itself is not Tam, it's not merely Tam. You have Yayin and you have Tam. And the Torah is telling me that Shura Pitoi B'yayim, you're Chayiv. Because they're because of Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa. Putting together Rashi, one said, but if it's Shorah Pitei B'Yayin, why isn't it always Tam Kikr? Shorah Pitei B'Yayin, isn't it Tam Kikr? We were looking for a case that's not Tam Kikr. We want a case that Tam Kikr is in Kol HaTorah Kulo. We want a special Nozer case. We want a case that's not Tam Kikr. If it would be Tam Kikr, it would be Netbuk. There's nothing you don't need Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa. So how is Shorah Pitei B'Yayin a case of Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa? Isn't it a case of Shorah? Isn't Shorah Pitei B'Yayin already included in the Kol HaTorah Kulo that get in the Tam Kikr? Assume the Tam Kikr is a deraisa. So why do we need a din? So what's the chiddush to Shorah Pitei B'Yayin Yechayev al Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa? What does it say over here Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa? Maybe it's Tam Kikr. So that Rashi told us in Mem Dalet Amud Beis that Shorah Pitei B'Yayin doesn't mean that the Yayin was in the whole pass. Shorah Pitei B'Yayin means the Yayin was in a little bit of the past, but you ate more than that, and the Kezayis was made up of Yayin that's in the past together with Yayin that's not in the past. So and Rashi goes on, V'ikam Yayin l'chudei Kezayis lom likro. If the Yayin itself was a Kezayis, who needs a pasuk? V'chomit lom likro. That's it. And there's another Rashi of this Hemshchik and Rashi. There's another issue. The Chol Mishras, like I said, the drush is not from Kol. The drush is from the word Mishras itself. Yes, the Gaisle and Mafashi, the Filu Rabbanim, the Ledashi Kol, Vichol Dashi. Rashi's busy with some Gisoyis with various in the Gemara that the drush is not from the word Mishras, but the word Kol Mishras. So that's a problem. What do you mean Kol? Not everybody Dash is Kol. That's Machlekes of Lezim the Rabbanim. And Mishras is not a Machlekes of Lezim the Rabbanim. Chometz is a Machlekes. Sarg of Atakir is a Machlekes of Lezim the Rabbanim. Nazir is nothing to do with Lezim the Rabbanim. So Rashi said, well, maybe Vichol is the better than Kol. So Rashi is not true. V'lo yidach brachin in the Kamon. Ami boiling the Chesani Mishras ditum Tam Kikr. Gemara later asks, isn't Mishras used up for Tam Kikr? How's it available for Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa? If the Hedrash of Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa is from the Vov of Vichol, then what's the Kasha? Kol is for Tam Kikr, and Vichol is for Hetem Mitzarif L'Issa. But Nisi, namely, I know time of the Dim, mi Vichol. El Mashmusa the Mishras, naturally, rather, so from the Mashmoy Saposa, the Mishras, and it's not from Vichol at all, because Faket, we don't dash into Vichol, because we hold like not like a Belezer. So Rashi speaks like this. The case is of Mishras is that the yain is in the bas. Rashi says, if the yain itself was a kezayis, lo malikah. This is the way the drasha works. What the drasha is telling me is where Mishras is invoking a case. The yain, you soaked pite the yain. And now, who tells me, who says that it means hetem safis? Maybe the yain itself is a kezayis. I'm speaking at the Rashi. How do I know the dashan of your hetem safis? Maybe the yain is a kezayis all by itself. So how do you know of your hetem safis? So what does Rashi answer? Rashi asked this. I just read the Rashi. Rashi answers, for that I wouldn't need a pasuk. If there's yayin l'chudei is a kezayis, I don't need a pasuk. You have yayin l'chudei, you have mamash a kezayis a yayin. Must be that the case is that you don't, that the yayin l'chudei is not a kezayis. And it's working with hetem istarif lis. Chayra, we could ask, al derech Rashi, maybe the case is, okay, the yayin l'chudei is not a kezayis. But maybe the case is that the yayin is in the whole pas. So it's different. It's time ke'ikah. How do I know the din of hetem istarfel iser? Hetem istarfel iser is when the yayin is not in the whole pas. If the yayin is in the whole pas, then it's already included in time ke'ikah. That's the gemara on mandala and vik. So how do I know if the Torah said mishras might mean the yayin l'chudei is a kezayis? We don't know what mishras means. Mishras could have meant the yayin l'chudei is a kezayis, but then it's superfluous. I don't need a pasuk. Okay, but maybe. Maybe Mishras is a case where the yayin is, yes, the yayin is soaked up in the past, and it's not yayin, the yayin is in the past, and the yayin, the chudei, is not a kezayis, but maybe the yayin, with the past that the yayin is in, is already a kezayis without having to go further out in the past, and then it's only a din of, tam kikr. So how do I know that? Maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. Minoli, that the pasuk is talking about a case where the yayin is, where the yayin, with the past around it, It's still not a kezayis, and I have to come on to more pas in order to say hetem istaflus. How do I know? Maybe that's not trapped in pasuk. Some of the answer has to be. Some wants the pasuk to answer.
Because if the wine that, and the bread that the wine is on was a kezayis, that'd be netbach, then the answer from Tam Kikr.
Right, in other words, some of the answer is that if that was the case, then I already know the din of Tam Kikr from elsewhere. The same way Rashi says that if the yayin l'chudei was a kezayis, I wouldn't need a pasuk mishras because I already know yayin l'chudei is a kezayis, is chayav. So af onu noimar, that if the yayin with the pas that's saturated with the yayin are together a kezayis, so I also don't need a pasuk for that because I have other pasukim for Tam Kikr. That's also good on the base. That Tam Kikr has its own pasukim. I don't need Mishras to tell me Tam Kikr. So Mimela, and that's the Pilpul in the morning on the base. And maybe you do need a Mishras for Tam Kikr, and then I don't have it for Hetem Istaflis. And it's got to go for the Nidun on the Sugyan on the base. But the bottom line is that there's other pasukim for Tam Kikr. If there's other pasukim for Tam Kikr, so I don't need Mishras for the case where the Yai and the Pas are totally integrated. Must be telling me a further chiddush that even if they're v'vasachas and not totally integrated, so you are nonetheless chayav. Why didn't Rashi spell that out? I mean, why did Rashi spell that out? That's a lot. Rashi's only got me very. Rashi half of it. Rashi said, Rashi maybe the pasuk zayin, maybe it's a kezayis in the ayin l'chudei. So Rashi spoke out that doesn't need a pasuk. Why didn't Rashi speak out the rest of it? And who says they're talking about where they're side by side? Maybe they're mu'uriv zevazeh and it's tam kikr. And Rashi's explained, no, that doesn't need a pasuk. So why did Rashi speak that out? What's the pasuk dance? What? Saying, why didn't Rashi speak that out? Rashi should have continued. After saying, maybe that Rashi, the first part of the question of Rashi is, how do you know Mishras means hetem istaflus? Maybe the ayin l'chudei is a kezayis. So Rashi answered, for that I wouldn't need a pasuk. But Rashi should go on and say, but maybe the ayin in the pasuk of Mu'ur Zebzeh. Rashi, after all, the first half of the Rashi was at pains to explain to me that Hetem Istaflus Iser was on their side by side. He just ate from the Vasachas. So and now he's telling me we learn that from Mishras, and Mishras is the Yayin, Yishora Pita V'Yayin. But if it's literally Shora Pita V'Yayin, and the Yayin's all the way through, then I don't need Hetem Istaflus Iser, that's Tam Kikr. So Rashi should speak that out, then maybe he's coming for Tam Kikr, and Rashi should answer, no, for that I don't need a poster because I have other psukim. Why didn't Rashi say that? Yeah, definitely. What? I mean, the Gemara says nothing. The Gemara says that if you learn it, if you use Mishnah Shehetim Safa, then you have to learn Tam Tikra from other places. I'm not looking for anything fancy. I think this is a simple answer. Yeah. That's true. Rashi holds Tam Tikra is the Rabbanan, and that's one of the big issues in the Sugya. Like, at what point do we hold? The whole Omid Bey seems to think Tam Tikra is a Deraisa. What do we think on Omid Aleph? So you could say maybe Rashi over here is going Tam Tikra is a Rabbanan. Maybe Rashi doesn't. He's ignoring Tam Tikra because maybe Tam Tikra is a Rabbanan. Yeah, the Sugya Omid Bey seems to think Tam Tikra is a Deraisa. But Rashi holds that Damaroi Basroi, there's a Rashi in Chulin and Tzadakesh, that Damaroi Basroi don't hold them, and they hold the Tam Kikr is only Darbon, and the really is no Pesukim for Tam Kikr. So maybe this Rashi is ignoring Tam Kikr because he's going with Tam Kikr as a Darbon. But I don't think that's the right answer, even though that might be the Etzim Rashi does hold Tam Kikr as a Darbon. And we'll have to see about the Sugya, the Hemshecha Sugya, if it's going with Tam Kikr, not Tam Kikr. It's one of the issues in the Sugya. Amid Beis has a lot about Tam Kikr. And Amid Aleph, are we going with Tam? Do we know about Tam Kikr? Do we not know about Tam Kikr? It's one of the challenges here in the city. But I don't think that that's the answer for this Rashi. That Rashi is ignoring Tam Kikr because he doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. Because if Rashi was ignoring Tam Kikr because he doesn't hold from Tam Kikr, it would still be Shver. Rashi is misleading. Because the din of Hetim and Starfless is when they're side by side. But Rashi sets up a case of Mishras where the Yayin, Shor, Pitri, B'Yayin, he's still missing the main thing. Shor, Pitri, B'Yayin. No, let me say this. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe Takarashi ignores the issue of Tam Kikr because he doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. So he doesn't want. He doesn't like getting embroiled in Tam Kikr because he's not a Tam Kikr person. But I think there's a different reason why Rashi doesn't make it. A simpler reason, which is that Rashi doesn't. What do I want Rashi to say? Rashi should say that it says Mishras. But if the Yayin and the Pasim mixed up together, so really that's a case of Tam Kikr. So how do you know Hetem Mistar for Isser? And Rashi should explain, no, Tam Kikr I know from other Psukim, and therefore I don't need Mishras for that, and therefore Mishras must be a case where the Pasim not totally satisfied with the Yayin. That's what I want Rashi to say. If Rashi said that, then what would Rashi look like? First of all, it would be very long Dibur and Masa, it would be very long Dibur and Rashi. And what would it look? It would look exactly like the Gemara Amid Beis. So that Rashi doesn't need to do. Rashi doesn't need to tell me the Gemara Amid Beis. That's like that we know. Rashi leaves for the Gemara Amid Beis the things that are going to be in the Gemara Amid Beis. But Zinachanami, at this stage in the Gemara, Rashi is telling me all we need to know is that Mishras is Shorah Pita B'Yayim and Sefer Nistarah Flissa. You're going to ask me, but that's Tam Kikr. So how do I know Hetem Nistarah Flissa? I mean, isn't that Tam Kikr? And if it's Tam Kikr, how do I know Hetem Nistarah Flissa? And when you have to answer that, no, Tam Kikr, I know from other places, maybe this must be a new din of Hetem Mistarah Flissa. And Chanami, all of that is waiting for us in Amud Beis. So Rashi doesn't have to say it. Rashi tells me, but Chanami, la'achar, that we know that Tam Kikr is from elsewhere. So then the drasha and mishras is when the yayin is not totally in the pass. But this is something that's bothering me still. I think this is a simple answer for Rashi. What you're saying might also be true, but I think this is, we don't even need it. Rashi doesn't have to go into that because that's an Amud Beis. I have a different question. Lemaisa, after the Sugya Amud Beis, especially if you hold Tam Kikr Deraisa, if you hold Tam Kikr Deraisa, there are certainly Tanoim, there's certainly Shitas, even according to Rashi, that Damaroi Basroi hold the Tam Kikr as a Darbonim. But that's the Loshna Rashi in Tzadakhas, in Rashi in Chulu. That Amaroi, Kulu Amaroi Basroi, based on the Sugya Chulu, that all Amaroi Basroi hold the Tam Kikr is only a Darbonim. And the Psukim are in a Smach. But that's the Amaroi Basroi. But there were earlier Amaroi who thought that Tam Kikr is a Deraisa, that passes in the Sugya and based by us, is certainly going that Tam Kikr is a Deraisa. Amud Aleph is more up for grabs. If you hold Tam Kikr is a Deraisa, so that means that when the Yayin and the Pasa together, that's Tam Kikr. I don't need Hetem Mistarah Flissa for that. So what's the case of Hetem Mistarah Flissa? That the Yayin is in the Pasa, but it's not in all of the past. I don't get it. If the Yayin, so why did Torah talk about a case of the Yayin being in the past at all? Why can't the case of Hetem Mistarah Flissa be, that's like, not new again. The place where the Yayin is in the past is Tam Kikr and it's Nepar. So that's really just Yayin Mechudei in effect. The Chiddush of Tam Hekir is that you're Masarif the past that doesn't have Yayin in it. So what does that do with Mishras? The word Mishras means that he was Shara Pitoi B'Yayin. Mishras means he was Shara Pitoi B'Yayin. Who cares that he was Shara Pitoi B'Yayin? The part of the past that's in Yayin is already Nepach to the Yayin with Tam Hekir. So why? I don't even need Hetem Masarif Lissir for that part. Except that that's not Kazayas. To make up the Kazayas, I have to add the past that's not saturated with Yayin. Well, the past is not saturated with the ayin. So where is that? So what does that have to do with Nishras? The kicker of Hetem Mistar for Isser is for the past that's not in the ayin. So why does Torah call that Nishras? It's basically that I ate Yayin and passed together and Hetem Mistar for Isser. So the fact that I was sure the past in the ayin is like a Mandoch Hashmeh. Why is that? Why does Torah call that Nishras? Kashin the lush and the turtle. The fact that the past isn't the part of the past that's showing the ayin is not the part that needs Hetem Mistarif L'Isser. That part has top kicker anyway. The part of the past that needs Hetem Mistarif L'Isser is the part that's not showing in the ayin. So then l'may nafkamina that it's showing in the ayin, that the Torah should call it a mishras. It's not a mishras to galoch at all. Why is it learned out from the word mishras? The problem is only in Shittas Rashi that Hetem Mistarif L'Isser is when they're side by side. If you hold the Moshe like Tosfos, that Hetem Mistarif L'Isser is only when they're mixed up together, then according to Tosfos, you cannot be Mitzarif the part of the past that's out of the Yayin. You can only be Mitzarif the part of the past that's in the Yayin. I take the clay from Tam Kikr, so we said, and Achaz David explained, no, Tam Kikr, you need a Kazayas of Yayin, because Tosfos doesn't hold from Nepach. So even when the past is in the Yayin, and it's saturated with the Yayin, but if the Yayin is not a Kazayas, so you won't be like it with Tam Kikr. Well, let's say the Fidei Rambam, you have to have so much yayin that you taste the kazayis of yayin. But if you don't taste, it doesn't taste like a kazayis of yayin, because it's takanata kazayis of yayin. It doesn't taste like a kazayis of yayin. It's not so much yayin that it should taste like a kazayis of yayin. So then Tam Kikr won't give me malchus. It may be chatzashir, but it won't give me malchus. For malchus, I need Hetem Mistarif L'Isser. No, it's the feet taste of Gavaldin. If the past that's out of the yayin is takanata and Hetem Mistarif L'Isser, Hetem Mistarif L'Isser is only the past that's ma'uriv with the yayin. How does past get to be ma'uriv with the yayin? Why aren't you like it for Tam Kikr? Because Tosfos doesn't hold from Nepach. So you're not like it for Tam Kikr unless you happen to have a Kazayas of Yayin, or at least a Kazayas of Tam Yayin. And that's the case is that's not the case. Like Rashi spoke out, for that I don't eat a posuk. Or for that I have other posuk. So the case is that I have less than the Kazayas of Yayin, less than the Kazayas of Tam Yayin, but the Kazayas was Shori, the Pas was Shori in the Yayin, mixed up with the Yayin, Lizanu Kayim, that can start for listening. But according to Rashi, that Tam Kikir is Nishapach, so the part of the past that's in the Yayin is Nishapach Liyasosir, so Hetem Mistarif L'Isser is Dafka for the part of the past that's not in the Yayin. So why is the Torah called that a Mishras? What does Mishras have to do with it? As long as I ate the Pasachas. So I'm not sure. Not sure. Shema Yeshlema. That since you need a Ma'is Achila to be Mitzarif them, even for the Hetem Mitzarif L'Isser, according to Rashi, you do need one Ma'is Achila. Rashi, you have to eat it Bevas Achas. So on the Supik, according to Rashi, that you need it, that Hetem Mitzarif L'Isser, they don't have to be mixed up together, but it has to be an Achila Achas. It has to be an Achila Bevas Achas. So what would be the din if Bevas Achas, Hitaka had passed? Let's say Bavas Achas, he had half a kazayas, he ate half a kazayas of apple and half a kazayas of yayin. I think it could very well be that they wouldn't be Mitzarif because this is Achil and this is Shtir. Like you find by Brachas the Moshe, you can't be Mitzarif for Bracha, you know, for Bracha Chayna, you can't be Mitzarif half a kazayas of food with half a revias of drink. Right there, the different Shtir and Moshe, so it's not exactly the same. By Nazir, the Shtir Shtir is because kazayas, at least this Gemara seems to be assuming that. Like it's Tanarim, but we seem to be assuming that. So it's not the same as Brachos. But Yecholiot, that you cannot, that Achila and Shtiyah are be'etzem not called the Vasachas. So therefore, if the yayin wasn't in the past, it would be a shtil. The punch here is that the yayin was in the past. Since the yayin was in the past, so now there's a din of nepach. So the past is nisapach liyaz yayin, but the past not nisapach to be a liquid. It's still solid yayin. So here you have a case where you could eat yayin and eat bread at the same time. And that'll be hetin staphlis. Maybe that's the answer. Well, maybe that's a contrivance, but maybe that's the answer. But Al Kapani, really, the Kashi is for sure. Really, Lamed Olam. What does that do with Mishras? Okay, let's see right to Rashi. Absolutely, I'm about to talk to you. Nami hetem et starflis, chatzi zayis kaimis de seor, chatzi zayis de maso, ve'enu mu'urovim, elo kolechod nikon. Again, Rashi Shita. Hetem et starflis, it doesn't have to be mu'urov. So Raziri says, afsoi b'val takdiru, says the Gemara Kiman, krebelezer de dorish kail, le'el, in the sugi before, u'mehosem nafkali, and it's from this drosh of kail that we learn out the din of hetem et starflis by krebelezer's drosh of kail, krebelezer said it by chomets. But the same grammar of Kol, that's the drasha in the Brisa for Hetem Estarflis by Sorev Al Taktiru, Kedamor and Le'el, like the Gemara quoted the Brisa before. Miktsosei Minayin, that was the Brisa. Kolsor, Miktsosei Minayin, Tamalema Kolsor. A Ruben Minayin, Tamalema Kicha. So Rashi says, what's Miktsosei Minayin? Chatzi Zayasar, Chatzi Zayas Matsima. Rashi says, the drasha for Sorev Al Taktiru is from the word Kol. It's from the Miktsosei. Miktsosei. Right, the Bais is Miktsosei Minayin, Eruva Minayin. Rashi learns that he's referencing the Miktsosei Minayin. Miktsosei Minayin means Hetem Mitztaref Lis. See in Taisus, I want to do the Taisus inside. Tomorrow, Taisus learns the Drush, that Ziri's not referencing the Drush of Kol. Miktsosei means something else. Ziri's referencing the Drush of Eruva. And a ruva is hetem estaflis, and that's taisus l'shitasam. That hetem estaflis is only when they're mixed up together. Actually, l'shitasam is that they're side by side. A ruva can't be hetem estaflis. A ruva is a different chiddush. Whatever the chiddush is, but the drasha is from the word miktsosei. It was half a kazayis of sor, half a kazayis of sor. Where's the hakdara? There it is, together with half a kazayis of matzah. I want to show you a Rashi just before this sugya. And in the Braisa itself, when the Gemara quoted the Braisa itself in the line just before this sugya started that we read before, I just want to show you the Rashi because it'll be tomorrow, we'll talk about it more. But when the Gemara quotes the Braisa, so Rashi says, Ein li ela kuloi. It's about halfway down in the Rashi. Ein li ela kuloi. This is the Braisa. Ein li ela kuloi. Mitzosim minayin tamad loy merkel. So Rashi says, "Ein li ela kulay b'zman shekol hehektem in asar." The whole haktorah was asar. Miktsosei. What's miktsosei? Chatzi zayis. She'ein a hekta sholim. Then haktorah b'chusam ikizayis. Haktorah is a kizayis. Ein haktorah b'chusam ikizayis. So what's a miktsos haktorah? Chatzi zayis. Rashi thing. Miktsosei means Rashi two things. Ein haktorah b'chusam ikizayis. And what's miktsosei? Half a kizayis. So now Ziri is telling me that din of miktsosei minayin, the yechayev for hefek gezayis, even though ein haktorah pachas mikazayis, that means it's shveh. If ein haktorah pachas mikazayis, then how are you chayev for hefek gezayis? How can the Torah say koil? How can the Braisa say that koil is marav yechayev and miktsosei and a mitzvah haktorah, but ein haktorah pachas mikazayis? How can you be chayev for a chatzi gezayis? So Ziri's answer is, Ziri's understanding of the Braisa is because of hetem estaflis and nechnami. You were mapped your whole gezayis. But half a kazayas, but a mixus of the haktorah was a basar. The rest of the haktorah, there has to be a rest of the haktorah. But the rest of the haktorah was a masah. But that Rashi together is helpful to understand what Ziri is saying. We'll see in places a different world. So the Gemara asks, "Afilu chometz nami? If you're dashing in kol, da amar na leiruva ibalav v'haynu nami hetem istarach liyisa." Rabbi Lezer says that Yechayev and Tarev is Chometz. And that's also in Tatum Kerl. And Rashi says, that's also, Tarev is Chometz is also Hetem et Starflis. we're going to have to see. Why isn't Tarivus Chomis Tam Kikr? Who needs Hekim Estaf Lissu? Why isn't Tarivus Chomis Poshet Tam Kikr? That's a very not simple question to answer. Why is Tarivus Chomis not Hekim Estaf Lissu? Why isn't Tam Kikr? Who needs Hekim Estaf Lissu by Tarivus Chomis? Take away from Tam Kikr. So again, if you hold like Tosfos, like the Ramban, that Tam Kikr is only when you have a Kizayis, a Isser, Bechdei Achilas Pras. So that's not Shvei. The Gemara is going to say Beferish that by Tarivus Chomis is no Kizayis, Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's the Hemshech of the Sugi. So then fine. Maybe that's even the Pshat Hemshech of the Sugi. In other words, the Filos are shining Tam Kikr, you still need a Kizayis of Isser, and a Kizayis of Isser, you have to eat a Kizayis of Isser, and that means you have to eat a Bechdei Achilas Pras. And the Gemara goes on and explains that by Tarivus Chomis, Kut Chabav, you don't have a Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. So then you can't be. So you, it might be you also as chatzishir, but it's not going to be. You're not going to be like it. So I need a pasuk to tell me you like it. Why you like it? Hetem istaf lisa. So Gavaldik, the Taisus is not a problem. The Taisus, the Ramban, those non nepach rishayim. But according to Shitas Rashi, the Russian in the Chala, who hold that there's a din of nepach Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. That Tam Kikr means that when you have Tam of Isser, the head there is Nepach Lias Osser, and you're Leika and a Kazayis of Tarevis. And what's the Chiddush of Hetem Estaf Lissu? If that's the case, the Nachas Dovah spoke out only when they're side by side, but otherwise it was included in Tam Kikr. So where did Gemara see in Rebbe Lezer anything about Hetem Estaf Lissu? Rebbe Lezer said, Tarevis Chum, it's like an Olaf. Yeah, of course you're like an Olaf, Tam Kikr. And the truth is, the Rashi and Beis speaks out a little bit. Rashi and Beis speaks out the Rabban who are going to Belezer and say that you're not like Antarevis Famas. What happened to Tam Kikr? They'll have them start listening, but the way Rashi doesn't even take questions. Rashi asks them Beis. The Rabban who are going to Belezer and they don't, and they're not, and they hold that you're not like you're on. I think it's the Rabban. Is the Rashi here? What? Excuse me? Yeah, I'm sorry, it's Menhaim and Aleph from the bottom. Yeah. Fair. Rashi at the end of the Sugya. The very end of the Sugya, the bottom of Menhaim and Aleph, speaks out the Feyers. The Rabbonim, the Pligalei, the Belezer, what do they do with Chai Tam Kikr? So Rashi says, Rabbonim, the Pligalei, the Belezer, less Lu Tam Kikr. Rashi's telling me that this is a valid issue. That the case of Tarevus Chometz is it really should be Tam Kikr. The Rabbanu Achelik and Abelezer, they must not hold from Tam Kikr, because if they, that's Rashi Shita, the Tam Kikr is very controversial. Many people don't hold from Tam Kikr. Rashi says, the Rabbanu Achelik and Abelezer, why do they not hold from Tam Kikr? Because if you hold from Tam Kikr, so then who needs Tarevus Chometz? Then how can you not be like on Tarevus Chometz? So that makes even stronger my question. So what's the Gemara want over here? Where did the Gemara see in Rebbe Lezer anything about Hetem Estaf Lissu? Maybe Het is not Estaf Lissu. But Rebbe Lezer holds from Tam Kikr. This is really the first intimation that maybe Rashi is going to have to learn that the Sugya is going without Tam Kikr. Even though Rebbe Lezer all of a sudden makes an appearance, it gets to the bottom of the Olam, but all of a sudden does come up. But the Sugya Nomad Aleph is ignoring Tam Kikr. Because according to Rashi Shita, if you're not ignoring Tam Kikr, then where do you see Hetem Estaf Lissu in Tarevus Chometz? And again, it's worth stressing, the whole problem is L'shitas Rashi. L'shitas HaTosis, L'shitas HaRamban. That Tam Kikr is not, you're not like on Tam Kikr unless you have a Kezayis, and by Tarevus Chometz, Kut Dechababu, you don't have a Kezayis, but Be'achi L'spras. So there's no problem. Rabbanan, there was a coin to Tosis, Rabbanan, the Pligalei, the Belezer, they hold very much from Tam. Maybe they hold from Tam Kikr. Maybe they do hold from Tam Kikr. But they say you're not like it because Kut Dechababu is no Kezayis, and Tam Kikr is not, doesn't give you Malchus unless you had a Kezayis of Issa. Coin to Tosis is no problem. Everybody holds from Tam Kikr, but Tam Kikr doesn't give me Malchus without a Kezayis B'tei Achilas Pras. By Kut Dechababu, I don't have a Kezayis B'tei Achilas Pras. So Rabbanan say you're not like it. And Rebbe Lezer says you're like it with Hetem Estaf Lissu. Tosis is very nice. But the Shita is Rashi, that if you have Tam Kikr, then a Hetin is Apachli Yasosu, and you like a Kazayis of the Tarevis, even though you don't have a Kazayis of Isser, So my question is, where did the Gemara see in Kutta Chababli anything about Hetter Mistarach L'Isser? Maybe Hetter is not Mistarach L'Isser, but it's the Tarei V'Shchom, it's Tam Ki'ikr. And question number two, which Rashi himself asks, the Rabbanim, the Pligya Leit Rebbe Lezer, so Bishnah, whether they don't hold from Hetter Mistarach L'Isser, fine, because in Kol Tar Kulu, it's not Nozer, we don't hold from Hetter Mistarach L'Isser. But what happened to Tam Ki'ikr? So the second question Rashi himself answers, he says the Feirish, Rabbanim, the Pligya Leit Rebbe Lezer, it must be that Leslu Tam Ki'ikr. Okay, that answers that question. But then, what about my question? So, where did he see in Ze'iri that Hetter Mistarach L'Isser? Where did Ze'iri see in Rebbe Lezer rather that Hetter Mistarach L'Isser? Maybe Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold from Hetter Mistarach L'Isser, but he holds from Tam Ki'ikr. Hurry! I have to say that Ze'iri didn't want Rebbe Lezer to hold from Tam Ki'ikr because Ze'iri is from the Amaroi Basroi, and Rashi holds it that Amaroi Basroi thought that Tam Ki'ikr is not the Eris; it's only an Esmachto. It's the Amaroi Basroi. We're not on board with Tam Ki'ikr. So Tam Ki'ikr is, if you don't go with Tam Ki'ikr, so why does Blaise say you like Antarim Vishamas? It must be because that can start with this. Hard to get out of that train of what seems to be looking like. We'll see about this to go through this whole Omud, according to Rashi, you have to ignore Tam Ki'ikr in order for this Omud to make sense. But this is the first place. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Mr. Shemar, I want to look closely at this thesis and then go further and see.